USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Warnings being issued to large portions of our lower 48 about truly dangerous record-setting cold and wind chills that are already impacting the Midwest and will soon sweep into the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast and will last well into the weekend. U.S. Senate Democrat Richard Blumenthal partnering with Republican Senator Chuck Grassley on bipartisan legislation to require release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report on Russian interference in the 2016 election to Congress and the public. Blumenthal says people shouldn't be surprised that Republican Grassley is with him on it.
There's a really simple idea behind it, which is the public's right to know. He and I have worked on other legislation that involves transparency and full disclosure.
Blumenthal, who spoke there on MSNBC, says he's optimistic the bill will pass. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
With the government shutdown now over, at least for now, the President and the House Speaker have settled another disagreement.
The date set, President Trump will deliver his State of the Union address Tuesday night, February 5th, on Capitol Hill. Letters exchanged between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the President.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky. Pelosi had earlier said Trump couldn't hold his State of the Union address in the House chambers until the shutdown was over. In a letter to Pelosi yesterday, Trump wrote that it's his great honor, adding, quote, "We have a great story to tell and yet great goals to achieve." Two Houston police officers shot while attempting to serve a search warrant yesterday are in critical but stable condition, while two of their colleagues were also shot and are expected to be released from a hospital in a day or two. A fifth officer was hurt, but not by shooting. The two suspects involved were shot dead at the scene. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
If you watched it happen live, you will never forget it or where you were or who you were with. It was 1986. It has been 33 years since the Space Shuttle Challenger blew up. All the astronauts on board killed. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
Thursday, the anniversary of when the Challenger exploded just 1 minute 13 seconds after lifting off in 1986.
We have a report from the flight dynamics officer that the vehicle has exploded. Flight director confirms that.
Experts ruled the cause of the accident was extremely cold weather, which caused two rubber O-rings that sealed the joint between the sections of the rocket booster to fail. All seven astronauts board lost their lives in the disaster, including the first teacher in space, Kristen McAuliffe. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The very latest now on the China-U.S. trade war. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
Huawei, which is the world's biggest manufacturer of telecommunications equipment, is charged with bank fraud, wire fraud, conspiracy to defraud the U.S., and theft of trade secrets. FBI Director Christopher Wray.
In pursuit of their commercial ambitions, Huawei relied on dishonest business practices that contradict the very economic principles that have allowed American companies and the United States to thrive.
The scheme also attempted to undermine sanctions against Iran. I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.